Three, two, one. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the CTF Football Podcast. It's been a long, long time since the last episode. In fact, it was preseason when I did the last episode. We're going to get back on track here. And by we, I mean me for a lot of the videos. But I have the co-host today for this episode and maybe more future episodes if y'all enjoy it. It's Anthony or Lionel Sports. You all know him. I do lots of collabs with him a lot on Instagram.
Hi. Hope everyone's having a good day. I'm on the podcast. I think you guys will enjoy my presence. I'm a nice guy. I feel like you'll enjoy it. But yes, we're talking football today. Let's get into it.
Better late than never, I say, with playoff predictions. So I've already posted those, and so you have as well. You have as well.
Let's talk about our predictions as of right now and how they look.
Yeah, so something here, I didn't post the reasoning behind this stuff, and I feel like I need to at this point, because a lot of this stuff is wrong, and we're going to change on the flippity fly.
There are two teams in my bracket before the season started that I now have missing the playoffs. The Broncos and the Eagles.
Yeah, I've got this. Both those teams there too. In my,
I am happy that I have them both being eliminated in the first round.
Well, I can't say the same for a different team on my list, the New Orleans Saints. We'll get there. So you want to start the AFC or the NFC?
We'll do the AFC, man.
Okay, start the AFC then. Yeah, let's start the freaking AFC. Why not? So let's go one by one, 7-1. In your seventh seed, who do you have now? Because clearly it's not going to be the Broncos.
Okay, I might need to do some. Hold on a second. Who's been good?
Who's been good?
I need to do some standings.
Not the Broncos is the correct answer here.
AFC standings. Sorry. I didn't come prepared for this. Okay, so my seventh seed. So this is a team that I didn't really see the hype going into the season. I was mistaken.
Don't you dare. Oh, you freaking better not.
Colts.
Okay, it's better than I thought. Okay, I thought you were going to say a different team.
Did you think I was going to say the Raiders?
Yep.
No.
Exactly. Exactly. How'd you know?
I almost did. I was very close.
Yeah, I don't like the Raiders. So why do you go to the Colts, besides the fact that they started out the season 2-1?
They just look solid overall. Rivers looks unreasonably good, and I'm like a little scared, because I don't know why.
But, Brett Rivers threw another reception. Oh, my.
Another one? I'm downstairs, and I'm not watching anymore. But he threw another one?
Uh-huh, third.
Oh, God. Anyway, they just look really solid. They've played well. Granted, they played the Jets and stuff, but... They played well, and I do see them, you know, sitting, looking good. Seventh seed.
They have a pretty good defense. I don't know why I said it like that.
Yes, they do.
They got a pretty good defense in the courtroom. That's literally the way I pronounce the word is exactly how.
Quick pause, is. Connor.
Yeah?
I need a post idea for like a top 10 thing, like a top 10 list of something. What should I do?
Top 10 busts of all time. Why not?
We'll see.
I'm currently chatting to Brett Rippon's cousin.
Hey, me too.
So for my seventh seed, I've got the biggity Buffalo Bills. I think I undershot. But no, let's change that. I'm gonna move the Bills up instead. Instead of the Bills being the seventh seed, I'm going to pull one out of the hat here. Browns. Browns make the seventh seed.
Wow.
They didn't look good in their first game.
Oh, I had the Broncos at seven, by the way. That was my...
Yeah, that was the original one, but they're not making the playoffs. That ain't gonna happen. But yeah, I got the Browns making the playoffs now. I mean, they've looked pretty solid because they've stayed. I don't know what the word is. It's stayed away, but I was thinking like strown away, something like that. Strayed. There it is. Away from relying on Baker. And we learned last year that relying on Baker Mayfield's not going to win you football games.
He's just not that good at his job.
Yeah, not great. He's a really good commercial.
He is a good commercial. Baker Mayfield is a good commercial, ladies and gentlemen.
This is true. But I just think their defense is really good, too. They get good pressure with Sheldon Richardson and Myles Garrett. Secondary, Denzel Ward, Greedy Williams.
The murderer, Myles Garrett.
Should get a better. What?
I said the murderer, Myles Garrett.
Yeah, got pretty close to doing so. The Chiefs just look much better, and Kev Stefanski looks like a pretty decent head coach. But this is all opinion-based, and I need to stress that because I could definitely see the Chiefs or the Browns just losing 16 games straight somehow.
Even though there's not even that many games left in the season?
Yeah. I just am not impressed by the passing game, and I think you might need that to make the playoffs. But I think they get the seventh seed because they're just their running game is so unbelievable. For sixth seed, what do you got?
The sixth seed in the AFC goes to the aforementioned Cleveland Browns.
Nice.
I'm not changing it besides that.
You got any more things to say about the Browns?
You know what? They've impressed me ever so slightly, I feel like, honestly. Just like ever so slightly. Like the first game was really bad. Like, really bad. But they've picked it up. And, you know, Baker... I think Baker can get back to that rookie season and actually be good. I think he can. I think he will at this some point in the year. He'll start to build the chemistry with OBJ a little bit more, and we will see a good Cleveland... or at least a decent Cleveland Browns team in the playoffs this season.
I think they deserve it. They've been bad for a long time. In my
But it's okay.
In my sixth seed, I'm going the Pittsburgh Steelers. This team has shocked me. I thought they were going to be borderline, like 8-8 heading into the year. And then I posted that AFC playoff predictions on my Instagram, like I think like 1 week into the year. And they had just beaten the Giants, and they looked pretty impressive. So I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to put them in because there's no other team. But I didn't really think of that. But now I think they're going to make the playoffs. Ben Roethlisberger looks like he's back. Their defense is really good, as always. And Juju has looked better as a number one. Still not amazing, but they got a great offensive line. And depth on the receiving core, depth in the running backs. Just great defensively, too. And this team could probably beat a lot of teams in the playoffs. This team's really solid.
I'm in agreement.
You're in agreement. Completely. You got them in the fifth seed as well.
I do.
Or sixth seed.
I have them at five.
Five. Okay. That makes sense. Okay, yeah. You're right.
Yes.
You got them at five.
I have them at five. I have them... you said everything. They look good. I was kind of afraid of Big Ben this year. And I'm still a little bit scared because he said he feels like he was in a car accident after his first game back. That's usually not how you want to feel.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they look good. Their defense looks good, as I expected them to. The offense looks a little bit better than I thought it would. And granted, the combined records of their opponents are 0-something.
9.
0-9. But there's another part to that story. I don't think they're, like, as good as people make them out to be right now. But the opponents of their opponents are something like 27-4.
Okay.
So the people that they have played besides the Steelers are really good.
Yeah. The fifth seed for me is the Buffalo Bills. This team's defense is really good.
Hold up!
Okay.
I need to make a change.
Okay, we got to change. We're going to on-the-fly change, ladies and gentlemen.
Seven is New England.
Okay. Oh, wow. You don't... You what?
Change me. What?
Why?
I forgot New England existed.
So you acknowledge that they're better than the seventh seed?
I believe they will make the seventh seed.
So you think, even though you remember that they're a thing, you still think they're not going to make the, they're not going to win the division?
Correct. I like Buffalo a lot this year.
Okay. I got Buffalo in the fifth seed. And here's the reason to that. Josh Allen's improved. I still need to see more. I don't want to base off, here's elite, off of three games. I'd rather not do that.
He's really good.
And they nearly blew a 28-3 lead. And
they did. They
tried to give that away in the final drive of the game too, where Allen made five brutal mistakes and they still won the game. But
I hope you know they did blow that lead though. Like the Rams took the lead.
Yeah. The Bills though are really good. Their defense is solid. But they did show a few wrinkles against the Rams in that game. But overall, I think they'll make the playoffs in the 5-seed pretty easily. They have a really good roster and probably the most underrated coaching staff in football.
So, I agree. I like the Bills a lot, as I said. So, now we're going to the 4-seed.
4-seed. Yes.
That would be the Tennessee Titans.
I agree.
I think that team... It's really solid overall, even they're about to go on this weird COVID break thing, which is going to be interesting to see how that works out. But they look really good. Offense looks good. Defense looks good. Really solid team overall. Not a really difficult division to play in. They'll be there.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they're going to be the only AFC South team to make the playoffs.
I agree. I didn't agree about 5 minutes ago, but now I do.
They have a really good offensive line. And Ryan Tannehill has proved a lot of doubters wrong. He is a very solid NFL quarterback, very athletic. And then you got the running back that every team fears, and that is the best winter playoff season running back you can ask for in Derrick Henry. He will run clock off. He is bigger than probably most defensive players, and he's faster than most defensive players. And we saw him have one of the best single playoff runs of any player in a long time last year.
Last week in fantasy, he's kind of been a letdown so far.
Yeah, but I mean, he still has like two 100-yard rushing games this year. So,
yeah, but that's like 10 fantasy points.
It's in fantasy terms, and actually winning the team's games, they're 3-0. So,
I don't really care about the Titans record. I care about my fantasy team.
So yeah, I think this team's pretty solid. They'll get the 4-seed. They'll make the playoffs, and they might make another run because this is the. I mean, they're really good defense too, so they got a lot of elements for a playoff.
This was the almost AFC champion. Remember?
Yeah, they kind of remind me of those old Ravens teams that would make the conference finals like every year because they had a really good defense that could run the ball down your throats with Ray Rice. So that's kind of what they remind me of. As for the 3-seed, who's your 3-seed?
The Buffalo Bills.
Okay. Anything to add on to what I said about
that? Love the Bills. Love the Bills. Defense looks amazing. I'm a big Josh Allen guy. Big Josh Allen guy. Think he's going to do really well. And they'll be the 3-seed.
It's a high seed for a team that...
I understand. Sometimes you got to do that.
Sometimes you do got to do that. I got, as a 3-seed, I got the Patriots. They're Derrick Henry if he was a team. They're a team that I think no other team wants to face in the playoffs. I don't think
Derrick Henry himself is a team. That is not how that works.
I know. I said if Derrick Henry was a team.
Derrick Henry is a Tennessee Titan.
No, I'm saying. Shut up. The Patriots are going to be a 3-seed for me, like I just said. They are, if Derrick Henry was a team, they are what he'd be is like. They run the ball. They have a suffocating defense that won't let you score most of the time. They don't make mistakes because they're coached by Bill Belichick. What? Did you say something?
No, I got a text.
And like Cam Newton is rejuvenated and he's looking like an MVP candidate this year. So, I mean, they've been really, really, really good. And, they're 2-1. They're going to win their division. They're going to go like 12-4, 11-5. They're going to be third seed.
I respect it. I respect it.
Second seed for you.
Take a guess.
You're gonna say the Chiefs.
Nope, Ravens.
Ravens. Okay, thoughts on the Ravens?
Ravens have disappointed me, in all honesty. I thought they'd be better.
They shredded the Browns, and they shredded the team they played in week two.
Who did they play in week two?
I can't remember.
The Texans.
Okay, yeah, they shredded them, though.
Okay, the Texans aren't very good.
Texans made the playoffs last year.
And then they lost their best player.
Yeah. So?
Here's my point. They've been okay. They've been good. They've been really good. They're a really good team. But I just... They disappointed me a lot against the Chiefs. And that made me scared. So, yeah. They're really good. Don't get me wrong. They're really good.
I think the Chiefs are going to get the 2 seed.
Oh, okay. So you have the Dolphins winning?
No. Why not? What do you mean?
Why wouldn't you have the Dolphins winning?
I just think the Ravens are going to win like 15 or 14 games, and I don't think the Chiefs will. I think the Chiefs lose to the Patriots this week, and I think the Chiefs lose at least one in division game to the Raiders or the Broncos or the Chargers. And I think that they lose another separate game, like maybe to the Bucks or something. And I think the Ravens are going to lose like one more game this entire season. And it doesn't mean the Chiefs are worse. The Chiefs proved that they're better than the Ravens on 3 separate occasions in the past 3 years. The Chiefs are better than the Ravens. But I think that they won't win the conference. I think the Ravens are going to be 1 seed.
That's fair. I have the Chiefs winning the conference because the Chiefs are the Chiefs. And they proved they're the best team in the league this year. By far.
Agreed.
On Monday.
Yeah.
And that's about all I got to say there.
Okay, so we've gone through all of our picks for this conference. Let's not talk about every single thing, but let's talk about the conference finals. Who do you got the conference finals being?
Chiefs-Ravens.
Yep, Chiefs-Ravens for me too. And I got the Chiefs advancing.
I have the Chiefs advancing.
Holy cow, it's going to be real interesting to see what you do for the NFC though.
Yeah.
Niners are shot, I'll be honest. I might maybe
just let me be.
Ripper just got sat. Oh, he might be dead.
is he actually dead?
No, he's fine. But he got his helmet ripped off.
Oh god.
Didn't get hit with it though, so that's a plus.
That is a big plus.
You know what else is a big plus?
The Niners locker room because it's an ambulance.
Switzerland's flag.
No, like the Niners locker room because it's literally like an ambulance.
Did you get my joke though?
Yeah, but did you get my joke? I thought mine was funny.
Mine was funny. Unless it's not the Swiss flag. I think it is. Let's just keep going. So the NFC is way more competitive, I would argue, because there's so many weird different like small teams that can make the playoffs. And for me, there's only like 2 or 3 teams in the AFC can win division. I think there's like 3 or 4. Like, I think the Packers, the Seahawks, the Niners, if healthy, the Cardinals, I think could upset some teams, and the Rams, if they come back to being their 2018 selves, I think all those teams could win the conference.
I'm in agreement.
So
NFC West is the best division in football by a long shot.
Oh yeah, it's not even close.
I really hate being in that division as a Niners fan, but that's what it is.
Even the Buccaneers have impressed me a little bit, but let's just keep going. Let's get into it. Who is your 7th seed for the NFC?
Well, it's not the Eagles anymore.
The fact you had 2 NFC East teams in this playoffs is the audacity of this.
There shouldn't even be one.
Yeah, the audacity.
Okay, well, now I need to do this again. Okay.
Big respect on that.
You know what? No. The Rams.
Okay. I agree. Rams,
7th seed.
Yeah, I agree. I got the Rams 7.
You know, just really, really good. Oh, that was a voice crack.
Nice.
You know, the Rams are just, they look really solid so far. They're very impressed. Almost beat the Bills. Didn't end up beating the Bills. But they just look really solid so far. I like what they're doing. You know, McVay's there. Golf looks better than usual. I got a text. Yeah. Just
Rippin just barely overthrew a touchdown right there. Just barely.
What's the score?
They're losing by 1 now because Rippin threw bad interceptions on back-to-back drives. I got the Rams too. I think the key to their offense is the running game. Todd Gurley's great, don't get me wrong, but it's come apparent that he was not the biggest reason that this team had success, because this is a running back by committee team, as proven in the 2018 playoffs, when, in fact, C.J. Anderson went off in that playoff run when they made the Super Bowl. Todd Gurley is or was the best running back in the league. Don't get me wrong, but he was not the biggest reason they won games. Oops, that's a drop. So, the Rams, for me, make the seventh seed. Here is why. I just said it. They're running back core. They have three deep. They got three deep on running backs. Daryl Henderson, the dude from Florida State. Can't think of
Cam Akers.
Yep. And there's one more. Josh Johnson. No, that's their safety. Somebody.
John Johnson is their safety.
I know.
Cam Akers, Daryl Henderson, and Malcolm Brown are their running backs.
There you go. They got big three running backs. And by the way, I'm going to rephrase the Todd Gurley thing, because he was a large majority of why they won, but not the full majority of why they won the games they won. Thank you. I rest my case. This team also still has McVay, who I would argue is still the best young coach in football. They had a bad year last year. A lot of that is because Goff was horrible last year. But he still throws the prettiest ball deep in the league, just spiral. It's so pretty. I just take a picture of it. It's great. This team's defense has Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald. Great. That's a great start.
It's not as pretty as my girlfriend. Boom. Roasted. I just simped on the podcast.
At least you have a girlfriend. Seventh seed Rams. This is a dangerous team that could freaking make the Super Bowl as a seventh seed. This team's
really I think that's a stretch.
This team is really good.
They're good. They're not going to the Super Bowl.
I'm not saying they are, but I think they're one of the five teams in this conference that could.
Are the Niners one of them?
If they're healthy, yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay. Five seed. No, six seed. There you go. That's better.
Le Cardinals.
Wow, we're in agreement so far.
I got the Arizona Cardinals. I love this team. I love Kyler. Kyler might win MVP, if I'm totally honest with you. Maybe not after that last game. But
hey, the Lions picked him off three times. Ain't going to happen now. Can't throw the ball interception three times in a game when MVP just can't do it.
Love that team. Defense looks better than I thought it would, honestly. The offense mm-hmm. is great. And, yeah, really good team. They'll be 60.
Yeah, definitely looks a little less sure after last week.
It's one bad game. I don't think that's a common thing. That's a fluke, and it's going to be done after this week.
But I still have trust in this team, mainly because DeAndre Hopkins is a menace. He is having a year. He's having a great year. He torched the Niners, the healthy Niners, in fact, in week one.
I wouldn't say fully healthy.
But he was on Richard Sherman, so that's healthy enough.
Like, because, Sherman got hurt and Kittle got hurt, and then, everyone got hurt. So
53 yards for the Broncos to take the lead. Perfect from Brandon McManus.
Let's go.
So then you got the defense. Chandler Jones, Buda Baker, Patrick Peterson, who's having a pretty decent year, I believe. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. And then Isaiah Simmons.
CTF football.
And then Isaiah Simmons, who could really come to his own late in the year. So this team is not a team I can see winning the Super Bowl. But wishful thinking, this is the team I hope wins the Super Bowl, because Larry Fitzgerald is the reason.
You don't even want the Lions to win the Super Bowl?
Besides the Lions.
Okay, that's fair. I would be happy if the Cardinals win the Super Bowl. They're in my division, but I really don't hate them. I just don't. I hate the Rams, I hate the Seahawks, I just don't hate the Cardinals.
Yeah. They're likable. Because Larry Fitzgerald. Five seed. Who you got? You better not. You got to rethink this, dude.
My mind was made up before we started this. Okay. I want you to know this is my decision before we started making the podcast.
Okay.
The Niners.
Okay. That's good. That's fair, dude. We agree again.
You know, at least I'm not a Lions fan. Anyway, if the Niners were healthy and had Bosa, okay, here's the thing. If Kittle comes back healthy, Sherman comes back healthy, Jimmy comes back healthy and actually improves, Mostert comes back healthy, I think they still have a chance. Mm-hmm. Bosa was a huge blow. That hurts. Really bad. Mm-hmm. Really, you know, really, really good team. Still can win the Super Bowl from that fifth seed, I think. But that's the Seattle's division now.
You know who I have making the eighth seed? But not making the playoffs?
The Niners.
The Washington football team.
Okay, well then why does that matter? Now we're talking about the fifth seed.
I know, I just love that team.
This is a football team, so whatever.
The fifth seed is the 49ers, I agree.
So we both have four NFC West teams making the playoffs.
Yes, all four making the playoffs, in my opinion. Though I think the Buccaneers will get very close. Probably the eighth seed. But I just don't trust Brady to go 16 games without putting up a few stinkers in big games. He just doesn't have the arm anymore. Clearly, you can watch his games. Most of his touchdowns this year have been underthrows. Lots of his deep balls, underthrows. All the highlights this year that I have seen of Tom Brady have been underthrows, and no one's mentioning this. So, the 49ers. They're still a good team. Nick Mullins is really good. He might be better than Jimmy Garoppolo. This is new. But
please don't tell me you're serious.
I'm not. But he has.
Do you know what's sad?
What? He's had better games than Garoppolo.
No, the fact that Niners fans somewhat believe that.
I think the best game of Garoppolo's career and the best game of Nick Mullins' career are very similar.
I want to read you a comment that I posted on our SF49ers account real quick, if you don't mind.
You posted on there?
I commented on his post because a reporter asked Shanahan if there was like a quarterback battle after Jimmy G gets healthy, and Shanahan said no. Mm-hmm. And like, Mullins is one of the better backups in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's not close to Mullins. Or no, Mullins is not close to him.
Well, I think they're close. I mean, it's not like Jimmy G is unbelievably talented.
He can be a top 10 quarterback at his best.
Oh, that is unbelievably – oh, Stephen A. Smith, that's
– at his best. When he plays his best football, he's top 10.
So you saying his best football was that game against the Saints last year in Superdome?
Yes, that in the Cardinals games last year.
I don't think he's better than – I don't think he's better than Stafford, Wilson, Murray – Lamar, Dak, just the people that the top. I think he's like top 12 at his best.
That's fair. That's a fair argument. I have Brady at 10 right now, right? And Brady's old.
Yeah.
So I think he can sneak in front of Brady.
Mm-hmm. Here's where a lot of change come from my list, though. The four seed. Who's your four?
My four seed. Le four seed. Hold on. I need to look again. I forget. Dallas.
Yep. All the way. We keep agreeing. Unstoppably agreeing here.
I think we're going to agree for the rest of this. I won't lie.
Possibly. I'm very unconfident about the NFC South. Unbelievably unconfident about the NFC South. I'll be honest.
That's true. Dallas should be good.
Yeah. They played good teams.
But they should be good.
They've played good teams this year, and they beat the team that they should beat.
They're very, very talented. They'll be there. They're a good team.
I had the Eagles here, but all of a sudden they just decided to not play football, and Carson Wentz decided to not be really good.
Carson Wentz. Yeah, they're bad.
I dropped them out of the playoffs completely. I think they maybe make the 10th seed. I think they turned around for sure. I mean, Carson Wentz is not bad. He's had four or three bad games, but that's insane. He's only ever had like five bad games in his career, and then he has three in a row. Insane.
For the record, Carson Wentz's last 33 starts for the Eagles, their record is like 15-18. It's like not good.
They made the playoffs last year.
Well, correct.
Made the playoffs.
But it's not, that's not good. They were what, 9-7?
Made the playoffs the year before that. Made the playoffs the year before that. Except for they didn't the year before that, though. I got the Cowboys. Gallup, Amari, Zeke, Dak, and a pretty solid offensive line should be enough to get them through in the long run. Their defense is troubling. And by troubling, I mean it's not good. They lost LVE, who I think would have had a third year, like, defensive player of the year caliber year if he had stayed healthy, because we know how good Mike McCarthy is with
We almost said Mike Shanahan over here.
We know how good Mike McCarthy is with offensive or defensive linebackers. So I think that they can make the playoffs because their offense is really good.
Agreed.
Then the 3 seed, who you got?
Green Bay.
I got the Saints.
Okay, so Green. Okay, I think we're going on the same page here, though. I think Green Bay is very, very good. They've impressed me immensely.
Mm-hmm.
You should hear me. Okay, I'm kind of far.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, Green Bay has impressed me immensely. I think they cool off a little bit throughout the year. Not a lot. They're going to win the division by a long mile.
Yeah.
Also, the Bears are imposters at 3-0.
Yep, that's true. But you know who, you posted that, right? You posted that picture on your Instagram.
Uh-huh.
You know who the biggest imposter is on that list?
The football team.
No, the Bucks. This team barely beat the Panthers.
They're not that good.
They're not that good. Colin Cowherd has them as the second best team in the league.
Colin Cowherd's an idiot.
Actually, he's not, but hey, that was pretty bad. Go, go Broncos, go, go Broncos. Good block, Brett. Good block, Brett. Oh, go.
Did Brett block someone?
Brett blocked someone for a touchdown. Let's go.
Who scored?
Melvin Gordon. Oh. Just great block from Brett Rippin. So, I got the by the way, when I say to the people that are listening to this, Colin Cowherd is not smart, but I think it's a bad rap because he doesn't like
what's the current score of the game?
It is now 37-28.
My prediction was off.
It's been a solid game, I'll be honest.
I just said 21-16 Broncos.
But not that.
The Broncos really dropped 37 points.
They're on their way right now, yeah.
Wow.
Brett Rippin, the GOAT, even though he threw 3 interceptions and they were all really, really bad. So I've got a long way to say I've got the Saints at 3. They look unbelievably limited. I don't like their defense anymore. Their defense has looked really, really upsetting to me because they always used to have a really good defense in the past, 3 years. Past 3 years, they've had a really good defense, and then this year, they just fell off. And here's why. Janoris Jenkins is one of the worst players in the league right now. He is burnt toast, and when he's not, he gets pass interference called on him. So
Raheem Mostert tweeted, another injury at MetLife? Shocker. That turf is horrible. Shut that field down, that NFL.
I doubt they will. I am thinking of relocating the Jets stadium, at least, in my Jets franchise on Madden, though. Let's see.
Oh, Twitter.
Then at the 2 seed, who you've got?
Saints.
I've got the Seahawks at the 2 seed.
Did the Packers at the 1? Oh, God. Wait, who tore the ACL?
I don't know.
Someone did.
Darnold did in my Jets franchise. Talking about it.
Anyway.
Why you got the Saints, mate?
I said they turned around. I think they're going to be better. I think they're going to turn around. Kamara looks phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. 51 fantasy points per game.
That is not his average.
It's not?
No chance. He hasn't even dropped 50 this year.
Okay. I read that somewhere. So that was wrong.
I will get you that stat right now.
Okay.
Let's see. What league do I have him in? I have to figure that out.
So let me just talk about mine while you look that up. The
35.
Okay.
He's dropped 23, 38, and 44.
Okay. So whatever I saw was incorrect. So the Seahawks were my one seed as we were starting to film this video, but I thought, my goodness, listen to this. They have the worst defense in the NFL. No cap. This is the worst defense in the league.
I would not go that far.
They lead the NFL in yards allowed, passing, and they get the least pressure on the quarterback out of any team. And I believe that they have allowed the most points out of any team in the NFL. So if that's not the worst defense, I don't know what is. This team is unbelievably Russell Wilson reliant. And to a fault, they need him to get him out and get them out of any situation. He's going to throw for probably 4,500 yards and like 40-something touchdowns this year. He's going to win you an MVP. But this team, I don't know how good they're going to be in the long run because that defense is so bad.
Which makes me happy.
Who's your one seed?
Seattle.
I've got the Packers as the one seed.
Seattle's just so good. I assume their defense will figure it out. It's bad, but I'll assume – I didn't know it was, like, the worst. But I'll assume they'll figure it out. They'll improve a little bit.
I'm pretty sure it is statistically the worst one so far.
Russell Wilson looks just, like, really, really, really good as always.
He ages like a fine wine.
If they didn't have Russell Wilson, they'd be the bottom, like, five team. Yeah. That would be really bad.
They might be the worst team in the league if they don't
have him. It pains me to say that because it just sucks.
You know the Eagles passed on him? Oh, no. No, the Eagles – they probably did, but they were going to take him. So that's an alternate timeline, but they got a Super Bowl out of it, so can't be the worst thing in the world. And I've got the one seed being the Packers. This team has a very good defense. This team gets pressure. Listen to this: Jackson Smith, Zadarius Smith, Kenny Clark. That's a really good big three for rushing the passer. They also stop the run pretty well, except for unless it's Alvin Kamara. And they also forgot how to tackle for a minute. But besides that, I think this team, and for one reason, this team's going to be the one seed. Angry Aaron Rodgers.
Jordan Love.
Yeah, and he broke up with Danica Patrick. So everything she touches wrecks. So
did Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Yeah, he like hasn't really done much since. He's actually not won a race since then. So good job, Ricky. I think this team has a really good defense. I think their wide receiving core. I mean, What's his name? He went to Iowa State. Alan Lazard is a really good player. Out of nowhere, he is a deep threat. They don't have Devontae Adams, and they beat the Saints in New Orleans.
And unfortunately, he underwent core muscle surgery this week and is out indefinitely.
Lazard?
Yep.
Oh, well, then still the one seed. But
and it's funny because I almost traded for him in a fantasy, and I'm really glad I didn't.
Still the one seed, though, for me. And angry Aaron Rodgers is why. And Aaron Jones is playing like the best running back in the NFL right now.
I would say Kamara is, but.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones can be second.
Yeah, so let's get to the conference finals, you guys.
The conference finals. We're just going to run into it?
Yeah, that's what we did with the last one.
This is difficult.
It's not difficult for me. I got an idea for – I'm going to shock you with this.
Because now it's changed, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put my Niners there.
Okay.
You know what? Rivalry game, Niners Seahawks conference. I'm over it. That's what's happening. Niners Seahawks conference final.
In Seattle. Fans might be back by the end. That would be a chaotic.
In Seattle, yes.
Listen to this. Packers Seahawks conference finals. The one seed versus the two seed. Who you got going to the conference final or the Super Bowl here?
It hurts. Connor, it hurts.
Just say it. You predicted the Niners win like 28 straight games. You got to do it.
Seattle!
You know what's crazy? This hurts even freaking more, okay?
The Packers.
The freaking Green Bay Packers are going to freaking torch Seattle's defense and still lose because Russell Wilson's going to put up 45. And the Seattle Seahawks will make the Super Bowl. Seahawks.
The Chiefs are going back to back.
And yes, in the Super Bowl, I have got the Chiefs winning because, man, if Aaron Rodgers torches that defense, what will Patrick Mahomes do?
Torch them.
Torch them even more. Burn them to a flame.
With an actual blowtorch.
To a crisp. Who's going to cover Tyreek Hill? Shaquille Griffin?
Maybe we should lend him a hand.
Not the other one.
Chicken. Oh, shit. Oh, shoot.
Don't.
Say it
every time.
Dang it. Dang it.
Seahawks, dang Chiefs. It. I'm keeping my prediction the same. Seahawks win. Seahawks win. What?
Bleep it. Bleep it out.
I can't. Seahawks win in Lambeau to make the championship game 45-40. The Chiefs beat the Ravens 27-24. And the Chiefs beat the Seahawks 41-35.
Yes.
You agree exactly.
No, wait. Okay. The Chiefs are going to win 33-24.
Okay.
Yes, that's my guess.
Yeah, I think it's very easy to predict this Super Bowl because these are the two best teams so far this year. I'd argue 1-2. Yeah, that's it. We have got very similar NFC predictions and very similar AFC predictions and very the exact same Super Bowl prediction. Anything else you want to say before we go?
I apologize for my inappropriate language.
And I apologize for his inappropriate language as well. I thank you all for listening. I will be back at some point doing this podcast. I would really like to talk about trading deadline. I think that would probably be the next stream I would do.
Hopefully I'm invited after my ass bomb I dropped.
Possibly. I may have an even better guest. No, I won't. He's the best guest I can get on this podcast.
Connor's a simp for me.
I can get Brett Rippin on this thing, dude. Don't test me.
You can get Ethan.
That's technically a Rippin. Yes. True. Thank you all for watching. We will see you, or at least I will see you next time. Thank you and goodbye.